Welcome to The Ordinary Man. Well, good morning. It is midweek, hump day, 25th of June today. This month is already getting away from us. Seems like it just started, and here we are in June, end of June, and it's closing out here shortly. Must have been a good month if it went by fast. That's usually what they say. Or it just means I didn't spend my time as wisely as I could, which is usually more the case. So as we've been going through the podcast, I've been somewhat transforming or evolving through kind of how the presentation of this vision has changed or is changing, and it's been quite a journey to be on, because each day for me is an opportunity to learn something new. It's an opportunity to share something new, and realistically, it's a lot of self-help. I'd love to admit or try to say that, hey, everything that occurs in these small little chats are something I quote-unquote want somebody else to know. But so many times it's just me kind of sitting in a room talking to myself. Fortunately, in most cases, I'm not answering myself. But in my mind, it's a pretty common practice for me to question and go through so much. Which kind of leads us down to what today would kind of be themed around. And that's really, what is our life? What are we doing with it? What is our testimony as a whole? And it's a loaded question, because it many times feels like our testimony should be just jaded and surrounded by, you know, a challenge or bad things, you know, and I have to have this story that I can tell. And, you know, it has been my experience more times than not when you begin talking with people that the stuff that they want to hear is not every catastrophe that you went through. It's not that they want to live through the drama or the trauma that you might have experienced, but so many times they see a different person on the other side. So many times they can see you as an individual that has found the way to get through, you know, because there are people that we all probably know that stay in the middle of their mess, and they never have the fortitude, or they never have the vision to step out of it. They never have the ability to move past whatever it was that they were in, or it takes them, you know, far too long, and they miss targets, they miss opportunity, they miss people. And really, I just don't believe that's the life that we've been called to be a part of. I do believe very heavily, you know, that God's plan for us is one of vision, that it is one of the ability to have, you know, big dreams, big goals. And again, this isn't a self-help on the pursuit of wealth or happiness because of rich, fame, fortune. This is about quality of life. And so many times, you know, for me in particular, quality of life has come at the other end of being able to share life with someone else. The lunch that you get to have, where you just get to connect with the person, where you get to, you know, find somebody that's very like-minded to you, and wouldn't say vent, but be able to correspond at a level that you know that they understand, that you get to have a conversation in which you feel like the other person is hearing the words and listening to you. But as we talk about moments that you get like that, that is part of a building testimony in your life. It's part of what we're working through. It's part of the plan that God has overlaid in your DNA is to be a conqueror as a whole. You know, God placed us as human beings on this earth to be the dominion, to be those that are in charge of the land, and to work hard and to work through the things that were here. And I think that comes at the cost or the sacrifice of continuously dreaming big. You know, there's that analogy of, you think of fish, and, you know, I'm not a fish person, so I'm only kind of basing this on what I've heard and even seen, that, you know, you can take a goldfish, and if you put it in a 1 gallon tank, it's only going to grow so big. It's going to get as big as it can get based on the tank that you put it in. You put it in a bigger tank, it might get a little bigger. all the way up to, you know, putting it in out into a lake, and who knows what comes out of it. But I think our goals, our dreams, our aspirations, the DNA points of our testimony, if you will, are very much the same in that you're only going to grow as big as you're able to think. And if we begin to overlay that with the greatness and the depth of the God that we serve, we become to see the vision that he can have for us and the vision that he laid out for us. And it wasn't anything small. God gave us such a beautiful mind and a way that it works and the way all the parts and the pieces cohese. And it wasn't for nothing. It wasn't to sit and to mindlessly scroll. It wasn't to sit and to allow it to just exist and hopefully one day all the pieces line up and things get together and oh, there it is. I found my way through. It is my belief that God gave us the will to think through and the ability to think through things so that we are working hard, so that we are building testimony. And in that idea of building testimony, again, it many times your testimony does have success points in it. But I think we can all argue that more times than not, our testimony has a lot of failure points in it. And you can see that from a negative angle. You can say, well, I mean, why would I want to live a life or live a story of all these failure points? It's not that you're displaying the failures. It's not that you're celebrating the failures. It's that you are living in the moments of the push through. It's that you're living in the moments of saying, that didn't work, but I'm putting another step forward. I'm going to shift. I'm going to pivot. I'm going to get out of my head and I'm going to try this again. And that's what really makes a difference in those people that can move forward, be successful, and find that joy and that happiness of life, and those that just kind of seem sedimentary and sit in the same stew all the time. I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and one of the comments that came out of it was, God gives you the dreams that you have. God gives you all of the things and the visions that you have. Those are things that God gives us. He gives us those points of destiny in our mind. It's a preview, if you will, of the greatness that we're capable of. It doesn't mean that he's going to sew the process together to get you there. But it does mean that if he gave you the vision, if he gave you the dream, if he gave you the ability to think it, that he's also inherently giving you the way to get there. But that is going to come with participation. That is going to come with you investing in that process, investing in the work that is behind that. One of the verses that has stood out as part of this theming to me came down of Proverbs. And there were the versions, Bible to Bible, in this exact verse, very wide, very pretty widely across the spectrum. The one that I pulled from really seems to kind of hold the most words. And it says, it's a Proverbs 29:18. If people can't see what God is doing, they will stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. And when I look at that, it's like, what is God saying in that? He's saying when there's no vision, that people will just simply perish. And again, that's not self-help from Kenny in this. It's not, hey, you know, go out and do good things and conquer. It's you have to put vision into your life. You have to be able to capture these parts of your mind that God says, I have this greatness waiting for you. I need you to run after this. And this greatness, again, isn't quantifiable in dollars and cents. It's not quantifiable in the friend group that you have. It's not quantifiable in the new job. It's quantifiable in the mindset. The greatness exists in the mindset. The greatness exists in the story that you're willing to tell. And even bigger picture, the greatness exists in the testimony that's going to draw people in. Because when people are able to see your story and people are able to see the no-fail, can-do personality that you have to say, hey, I don't know why or how he got through this, but man, look at all of the benchmarks in his life. That's what draws people in. They want to know more. And, you know, in one of the greatest commandments of being fishers of men, that becomes the bait that we work with. That becomes the point of, hey, how do I reach people? How do I show them this loving, kind, sacrificial, miraculous God that continues to take care of me in my life? How do I impart that on them? I mean, you could stand on a street corner and you could yell the greatness of God, and you could yell the doomsday. I think we all can agree that type of, you know, outward expression isn't always as effective. But sometimes you can put your head down, you can put your nose to the grindstone, you can let your dreams come out, and you can pursue them with dedication, with a fervent spirit, and with purpose, intention. And through that journey, through the ups, through the downs, through the lefts, through the rights, people are going to begin to notice something different about your fortitude. People are going to notice something different about your ability to press in, press hard. And when you finally get to a point that you're able to share, to speak, or somebody says, yeah, I don't know how you did it, you're going to be able to come to that conclusion. You're going to be able to share that conclusion so quickly with them to say, this wasn't me. This was me, first of all, recognizing that God gave me vision. Second, recognizing that he gave me a willing and a working spirit to pursue that vision. And then last, he gave me an empowered and intentional spirit to not give up on that vision. And that's how I landed where I am. And again, that landing zone, that end destination, it doesn't have a value attached to it. It doesn't have an expectation attached to it. It has a reality attached to it that I saw, I acted, and I got to the end of whatever that was, and I did whatever I needed to do to conquer that part and that piece of my life. And along the journey, you're asking God for so much in that. And he has so much that he wants to give you. I just can't imagine, you know, being a father of three girls, as much as I love being with them, the moments that they ask me for help, and I don't mean like, hey, Dad, would you help me take out the trash or something like that? I mean like when they come to you and they say, hey, I see what you do. I see the business you run. I think I want to know more about that. I want to learn how to do that because I'm interested and I'm invested in that. It seems to make you happy. It seems to be that you're really good at it. Can I be good at that too? When you look at it like that, when your child approaches you with that, it changes your perspective. When a friend even comes to you and says, hey, I see that you're really good at this. How can I do that? How can I be like you in that? Can you help me with that? It, you know, it changes your perspective on what you're going to deliver to them, especially the enthusiasm that it comes with. I know and I believe that God is the same way. He's sitting up there with every bit of greatness because he created that greatness with one stroke of his fingerprint. He's just waiting for you to ask. He's just waiting for you to say, God, I see the vision and I'm not going to let this one go. And now I'm going to sit at your feet. And I'm going to work through this, and I'm going to use intention and drive and purpose to get to the end. And I'm not going to give up. I'm going to become relentless in the pursuit of this, and I'm not going to let go until I find my way through what it is that you have for me, that you have something big, that you have something bold. And this isn't, you know, prosperity gospel that, hey, believe in God and all the rest of the world works out. Now, along the way, the journey is usually not a straight line. Many times the journeys are ups, probably more downs than ups. But again, that journey, when you're able to complete it, when you go full circle with it, you look back and you go, I wouldn't have done this any other way. I needed each one of those moments. I needed each one of those people that came into my life. I needed each one of those, maybe even potential failures to chart the exact right course. And again, we serve a God that is one of the greatest vision, a God that is of the greatest magnitude and aptitude of prophecy. and persistence and intention. And there's nothing that we're doing that is going to surprise him. So when you're on the journey and you're like, this is too hard, or this is not what I signed up for, there may be some truth to that. But if it's part of your vision, or if it's in pursuit of your vision, continue, move forward, and do it with every bit of the servant and the fervency that God has given you to do that with. Because again, these dreams, these visions, these goals, these aspirations, they are things that he's given you as part of a creative and beautiful mind. Well, as we close out this morning, we will commit to ourselves in this, the idea and the prayer of just simply asking God for the commitments to the visions that we have, and the persistence and the intention that is needed to continue to follow through. So Heavenly Father, we come to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning, end of the month, middle of the year. And God, maybe we have some folks that are seeing this as, man, I started the year with a goal. I came through New Year's. This is what I wanted to accomplish this year. Now I'm halfway through the year and I'm not even there. God, I pray for those people that are sitting in those moments that feel like they're failed, or they haven't gotten as far as they need to. God, give them the strength and the resilience to now stand up again, to find a moment to press forward again, to find a moment to just say, all right, enough's enough. I'm going to put it into practice. I'm going to keep running after this. I'm going to find my way through this now. God, give each one of us the strength to get these moments through. God, give us a place of purpose and intention. God, build in us these testimonies that we are going to share with those that are around us. Give us the story points. Give us the sprints. Give us the active and creative parts of our life, God, that we are going to use to glorify you, that we are going to use to magnify your story above all, God, that our story is nothing more than a stepping stone and a gateway to the story that you've written. It's the same story that you've written on each one of our hearts, God. God, I pray for those that are in pursuit, that you would continue to just define, continue to refine, and to continue to forge while they're in the fire, God. That as that heat surrounds them, that as those moments surround them that are difficult and hard, that they would come out absolutely enamored with blessing, that they would come out enamored with your spirit, and that they would be able to look back and see that each and every day you've been in the works, you've been in the process, you've been in the ups, you've been in the downs, and that you have the end story already written. We pray this, and we thank you for so much in our life. Amen. Well, thank you again for spending another 19 minutes. I hope this is giving you some vision for yourself. I hope this is a few moments that you can take to just say, hey, you know, I'm there. I'm going to get there. I'm going to keep going. Thank you for being with us on The Ordinary Man, and look forward to the next episode with you.